This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. So whether you want to catch the game live or watch the latest blockbuster, they've got you covered. And there's no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Welcome into the show. Up On Game. You heard it. Saturday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we want to welcome you all in, man. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's my man, TJ Houshmandzadeh of Plaxico Burress. How y'all doing?
Man, we chilling. Plax, what's up with you, baby?
Chilling. Man, you know me, man. You know, I'm ready for another great show today. How you fellas feeling?
We do know you, Plax. What my whole boys told me. They was like, man, I love listening to the show. Y'all got such great personalities. Plaxico reminds me of this sergeant that I used to have in basic training. I said, golly.
Ted Hunt?
get it going. Gotta get it done. We got my man, Iowa Sam, in the back. We got Big Sexy in the back on the microphone. What up, Big Sexy? How you feeling?
Feeling great, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, Sammy, how you feeling, Sam?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Who we got on trending, man? Who we got? We got my man Ralph back there. Ralphie, how you doing, Ralphie?
We rolling like them Dodgers about to roll over the Padres this series.
Man, man, that boy is all LA. LA everything.
Bandwagon.
That boy LA everything.
Anybody,
it's getting out of control, man. It really
Everybody
is really
that knows me knows, well, with the exception of the football teams, I grew up a Cowboys fan, but I'm no longer a fan of really any NFL team. I just like good football.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like okay, here we go. You like football. We're talking football. We're talking championships. Let's jump right into it, guys. And we appreciate everybody listening. And listen, make sure you check us out on Twitter. You know, I'm at LeVar Arrington. Plexico is at Plexico Burris. And you can follow at Fox Sports Radio to get all the updates and all that stuff. And you can listen live at foxsportsradio.com, iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83. You can get us on there as well. There's been this big conversation taking place because your guy, Pitts, has been a big topic and a big conversation, and Dallas is in love with him and want to take Kyle Pitts at 10 if they're able to get him. And it just led to the question of, is that the right move for Dallas? And if they were able to get a talent like that as an added addition to their weapons on offense, how good does it make them? But then the conversation kind of slanted and went into, is this Dallas team making the right decision by going after an offensive guy? Do they need to address the defense? And then it evolved to this. And this is the question I'm asking you. And we will turn this into a caller topic as well, as I know Plexico will love this. And make sure you get in 877-996-6369. Here we go. What does Dallas need to do this offseason, the rest of the way, to ensure that they are going to be a playoff team this upcoming season?
As you know, a lot of people can make moves and win, quote unquote, the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know. Now, I will say this. If Kyle Pitts is available at 10, you know how they take the full allotment to send their card in? They should send it in 5 seconds.
Right there.
If he's there, which I doubt very seriously, he's going to be available.
He won't be there.
He's Plaxico Burress playing tight end. That's what he is.
You know, he's a little bit more bow-legged than Plex, but he actually he actually runs. I mean, he actually looks like Plexico out there on the field.
Yo, I was watching and I said, yo, man, this dude is like a carbon copy of myself.
It's weird, bro.
He moves like a receiver. Like, he was out here training with me, and I'm like, I couldn't believe the way he moved for a guy his size. It was just, I had never seen that before. Quickness, running routes just like a receiver. And I said, how much you weigh? He was like, 245. I was like, whoa.
It's so crazy.
If he's available, the Cowboys need to grab him. Now, I'm a realist, and I know how football needs to be played. You win up front. The Cowboys have been battered up front, offensive line-wise, the last couple years, and that's hurt them. Defensively, they've been terrible. You would hope Dan Quinn, which I don't get, I'm not going to bash Dan Quinn, but I don't understand how you're the head coach and you're really the D coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons who couldn't stop a nosebleed. You get fired, and then you become the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. That, I don't get it, but it is what it is. If I'm the Cowboys and Kyle Pitts isn't there, I believe one of the offensive linemen will be there, Penei Sewell or Rashawn Slater. I'm drafting an offensive lineman because when I look at my division – I got to go against the Washington football team.
Got to block
with
up front.
Arguably one of the best young defensive lines
in the league.
You got to go against the New York Giants, who has a pretty good,
pretty good
defensive line. You have to go against the Eagles, who have a pretty good defensive line. And so I'm looking to stabilize my offensive line because I just gave my quarterback this big contract, and I need him healthy and ready to play. But if Kyle Pitts is available, I go grab him ASAP. Mm. If not, I'm going offensive lineman.
Plex.
First of all, Kyle Pitts would not be available at the 10th pick. I just don't believe that's going to happen. If he drops down to the 10th pick, it would be an absolute tragedy in the scouting departments for all these organizations that want to get and acquire a generational talent type tight end. But you know what? I say this also. Last year,
the Dallas Cowboys make the first step, and the first step in the right direction. For the last 31 years, Jerry Jones has been the owner and the general manager. He finally relinquished his general manager position to the head coach, Mike McCarthy. And just like Jerry Jones stated, he said, "I've always worked for myself." You know what? It takes a hell of a man to fire yourself as a general manager and knowing and understanding that, you know what, I'm not making the best decisions for my team personally for us to compete for a championship year in and year out. And he recognized that, so kudos to him for that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think he realized that, you know what, the players today – and the way the NFL game is being played, it's a new era. It's a new generation of athlete, new era of players. And these players today are not like the players 25, 30 years ago. So, and you know what? It's okay for you, Jerry Jones, to come out and say, you know what? The game has surpassed my, you know, ability to scout the best players that we need to go out and compete to win the championship. It's okay for you to say that. But he would never he would never come out and say it, but the game has changed. And I think he's realized that. And for him to relinquish his general manager position and to, you know, hoist it upon Mike McCarthy, I think he realized that. And I think that's the first step in the right direction for them. And defensively, they've been terrible. They're giving up 473 yards a game defensively. If Kyle Pitts is not there at the 10th pick, if I'm Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, I go out and get the best available cornerback that's on the market.
Sertain.
You got to get somebody to be able to go out and stop these receivers, you know, in this division. So if I'm Dallas Cowboys, I'm looking defensively.
Hey, what receivers in the division?
To stop somebody.
What receivers in the division?
McLaurin.
I mean, outside of
Galladay. Galladay.
All right. Come on, man.
Hey, so what I'm saying,
really, the best receivers is on Dallas.
Yes,
the best receivers is on Dallas.
You know what? Good for them, because they will get the best work that they can possibly get during the week
and practice.
So, hey, they should be able to go out and shine on Sundays. If the Dallas Cowboys have the best receivers in the division, those cornerbacks should be ready for anybody. But you can't give up almost 500 yards on defense on Sundays and expect to win football.
There's three corners that I do like. I like Surtain.
Mm-hmm.
The pedigree, you know, he knows the game inside and out because of his pops.
Yeah, we know that.
I like
Pat was tough.
J.C. Horn from South Carolina, big, fast.
Yeah, he's nice.
And Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech, big fast.
Yep.
And so those three corners will all be there at 10. But you know the Cowboys love offense. And if they can fix that offensive line, it's going to open everything up again for Zeke and the passing game. And better yet, for Dak, who has all this money in his contract, you got to keep him upright.
I'm going to give y'all a different perspective. Y'all follow me on this. You talked about Jerry Jones taking that step back from being the GM. That's culturally speaking, right? You're talking about letting Mike McCarthy come in. I was with Greg Jennings. We were on Undisputed, and we had this conversation. And Greg was talking about how when Mike McCarthy came to Green Bay, the first year that he was there, their defense was horrible. And the culture was off. And it was that moment in time. It's like, do you trust what Mike McCarthy is bringing to the table as a leader and as a coach, or do we continue down the road that we're on right now? And that's where Dallas is right now. And that Dallas has been there for quite some time. And that's why you've had good offenses at times. You've had good defenses at times, but you have not had an overall consistently good football team since, well, the big three. And so I started thinking about why this is. The biggest thing that the Dallas Cowboys can do this offseason to ensure that they're going to get into the playoffs is to have internal conversations about who they are, what they want to be, how they want to be remembered, how they want to be respected, because it's not good enough anymore to say, hey, I'm such and such a Dallas Cowboys football player. You guys are living off of the reputations of Nate Newton and Larry Allen and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irving and Jay Novacek. You're Kenny Norton. You're Leon Lett. You know, Darren Woodson. You're living off of the greatness of the self-proclaimed America's team. But you guys aren't playing up to the level and of the standard of America's team. Now, some of these guys have been in it and have been indoctrinated to it. Some of these guys are new. But for what it's worth, you are on one of the best teams. There's like a handful of teams in the National Football League that if you go there and you play at a high level, you put yourself in perfect position to have football immortality. And Dallas is at the top of that list with what we could say Pittsburgh, with New England, and probably the Giants.
Green Bay.
But Green Bay isn't the greatest of markets.
Chicago, if you're winning.
Chicago. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, always.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. I'm talking fan bases, like fan bases. They're going to come take over your.
You know what's funny?
Even Philly.
All the top players on those teams that you just named. They would love for that to happen.
Oh, you need
but
it.
You got to be willing to put in the work when nobody's watching, when nobody's around, and you just don't know what's inside someone.
But that's the key, right? You got to have there has to be a come to Jesus conversation, Ezekiel. Like, look, Zeke, like we get it. You wanted your money, you got your money.
I need you to lose some weight and let's go.
I need you to focus, bro. I need you to be that Ezekiel Elliott that you felt nobody saw, nobody gave the respect that he was worthy of. I need to have the Ezekiel Elliott that wants to be the best running back in this game. Right now, there are guys like Derrick Henry, who are
Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey.
Dog.
They're creating space on you, Zeke. Like, I don't know if I'm comfortable putting you in the same conversation with them, Zeke.
What do you mean creating space?
They creating space. Oh, well, are they already gone? I mean,
So are you insinuating that Ezekiel Elliott was one of the top running backs in all of football?
Yes, he was.
He was the best running back in football?
Close. Yes. He was close. It was between him and Todd Gurley at one point to be like the most productive, best backs in the game.
100%.
Early on.
100%.
Yes, absolutely. And now he's taken such a far step back. To have a guy of his caliber to be paid at the level he's paid at, to be considered a debate between should we play Pollard more than we should play him, should we give the ball more to Tony Pollard than we're giving it to him, that's insane. I'm gonna start there. Zeke, you are bell cow. Let's go. Dak, we just gave you a king's ransom. We need you to be that guy who wins the big games. We need you to lead this team. Basically what I'm...
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What I'm telling you guys is you got a group of guys that have underachieved and have lived under the protection and the coverage of being a Dallas Cowboy. And I just want to know.
One of those two offensive linemen are there, they will be Cowboys.
And think about that. Like, you look at this offensive line, they were considered to be one of the best offensive lines at one point in time.
They were.
You're not on the level of that group that was there with Williams and Newton and Flozell. All, you know, and Larry Allen. Like, you guys have got to figure out what your identity is going to be. And that's what's going to me. That's what's going to make the difference in them being able to make it into the playoffs or not.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's finally here, the big game, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in New York. That means you can bet from almost one-third of the country. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New users sign up with code UPONGAME and get 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text in TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Plax, you coming with your freestyle or nah?
Bars, son. Bars.
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 Welcome back,
son.
Sergeant, yeah. Bars.
Let's get it.
Biggie.
Yeah, you had to let, as always, if you listen to us on the podcast, Iowa Sam always brings us in to some nice music. And for those that don't know, this is Biggie, our generation type music.
Real music.
Yes. Wow, you're listening live. It's up on game on foxsportsradio.com, iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83.
Yeah.
Man, the Dallas Cowboys really are America's team.
Oh, geez.
We got callers flooding us to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to get right into it.
What do they need to do to get back to the playoffs?
Pasha.
Stay on topic.
San Diego, what's up? Talk to us.
What up?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I listen every week.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
What you got?
All right. So, I think they should go defense, but, I mean, it's win-win. You should play the best on the board. So, if Pitts is there at the 10, and if that's the best player available, you take him. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with Surtain or Horn, you know. And we've seen the pedigree of ex-players' children in basketball, in baseball, and football. I mean, it seems to be a good formula. So I like one of those guys. They should go defense. But you can't go wrong with a game-changing tight end these days either.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we appreciate the call. Posh, we appreciate the call.
We'll go right into it. Albert in the IE, Riverside, talk to us.
What you think?
What's up, OGs? LA, great job on Undisputed yesterday.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah. If I'm the Cowboys, you got to go defense, man, because, look, you can have all the offense in the world, but if you can't stop nobody, you can't win in this league. It's like, for example, I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. We were a good offense for a couple of years, but our defense was so bad, and the best 8-8. So you need defense. You need to stop people to win games consistently.
Word.
I think these people are out there really listening to what I'm saying.
How about it?
Or not listening, one or the other. Hey, Albert, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Stay with it. Adam, out in Bakersfield, what you think?
Hey, TJ Plaxico, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys. No doubt.
Not LeVar.
Hey, cut him off. Drop the call. Drop the call. Next caller.
Next caller. Go, man.
Drop the call. Drop the call. You don't call. Listen. Hold on. There are rules of engagement here. Like I did radio in DC for 6 years. I learned this from the great Chad Dukes. All right. Shouts out to my boy. Nah, I'm not going to give him another chance because here's what happens. Right. Here's what happens. That's a deliberate shot. So if they did that and they said, hey, LeVar and TJ, da-da-da, and kept going and didn't acknowledge everybody here, that means that he's taking a deliberate shot or she's taking a deliberate shot. I know exactly what you did. So I'm just letting y'all know with my radio experience, I don't play that. So if you come on our show, respect the people that are on the show. Don't come on being no, don't be that type of person. Or you're going to get dropped. Like, I'm just telling y'all right now, and y'all in the back, we're doing that. We always run into something when we do caller topics. I'm letting y'all know in the back, Sam and Gavin, if somebody does it, you could just drop them because I'm going to tell you to drop them. We're going to drop them. So hey, I'm just telling you.
What Martin say, the host.
Yeah.
Acknowledge the host.
Well, I mean, we're all the host. We're all the host. Right, we're a three-man team here, and you know what? It's okay if you forget a name or like, what was the third person's name on the show or whatever it may be, but you came on, hey, TJ, yeah, I listen all the time. Plexico, you're the man. So let me tell y'all exactly what's going on right now. Like, nah, you don't leave out, you don't leave the third person out. Like, we're all
we
in this
together. We're the three
amigos.
So, I'm just saying. Andre, I'm sure you get it. Right. In the Northeast, up in Massachusetts, talk to us, baby.
Don't do it, Dre.
What's going on? First of all, I got LeVar. How are you doing, LeVar? What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. It's going to be TJ and also Plax.
Was that hard to do? All right, come on,
hard.
Come on.
It wasn't hard.
Come on, Drake.
It's going to be Cowboys all day, every day, because I want the opportunity to call again. I'm staying on topic.
All right.
But this is what it is. Listen, if Kyle Pitts drops to 10, you have to go and get him, because that's a Paul Pierce dropping to 10. That's a Caron Butler dropping to 10. That's a transcendent player that can help your team. But, TJ, to your point, you got to keep Dak upright. And Ezekiel, okay, it's time for you to get back to that level. We talked about Derrick Henry. We talked about McCaffrey. Don't forget that Saquon is coming back. Okay, don't forget Saquon is coming back. If you have an opportunity to reestablish that offensive line so all those guys can flourish, then you have to do that. If none of those are available, as the other callers have said, Dallas, you gave up 300 yards rushing on the ground to the Cleveland Browns. Mm. We know the defense needs some help. Okay, so make the pragmatic decision and go ahead and help that defense. But bottom line, as all of you have said, to do a great job hosting this show, Dallas Cowboys is America's team. When they do well, it's good for the overall game, and so we want to see them shine.
Hey,
thanks,
Dre.
That
Dre,
was a nice. Yeah.
That's the best call we've ever had. Here's what we're going to do, bro. We're going to get your information before we let you off. We're going to sign at least me and TJ. I don't know how I'm going to get it to Plexico. We're going to sign a do you play Madden?
Yeah, I do the Madden.
Do you do Madden on PlayStation or do you do Madden on the
Xbox.
360 on the Xbox?
I'm team PS5, but I don't want no smoke with the Xbox people. I'm team PS5.
We're going to send you a signed copy of the new Madden, the game, this year's Madden. We'll sign it for you, and we'll send it out to you.
Much appreciated.
Hey, Dre, make sure
that,
you call
you so
in. Hey, let's get his information, guy. Hey, make sure you call back in, Dre. You one of those type callers. We like to take your call every single time, all right? Is that difficult? We're going to hook you up.
I thought his topic and the way he went about it,
it was very
well-informed.
Well-informed.
Was pretty good. All right. We got one
Very
more.
Good. Okay.
Pasquale, Culver City. Talk to us.
What you got?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
First of all, I want to say Plaxico's a great guy. Me and him were at a wedding together years ago for my cousin Gia Rutledge with Johnny Rutledge, TP, Travis Taylor, Fred Taylor, and Javon Kirk.
That was 20 years ago.
Plaxico took a picture with me. He was a great guy.
Wow.
And I'm glad to see you guys doing big.
Rutledge was a dope
LeVar,
linebacker.
You're such a great analyst. You're like the Charles Barkley of football.
Oh, geez. Well, thank you.
Nobody breaks down tape like you.
Hey, that wedding was off Crenshaw, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gia's in Atlanta with Johnny. Everybody's doing great. I'm so glad you landed on your feet in this job. You guys, you three together, this is like inside the NBA of the radio on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I love it.
Yeah. Clip
Every
that.
Saturday,
That's
I
a promo. Word. All right, so what you think about the Cowboys? We appreciate it. I ain't telling everybody y'all got to call in and kiss our asses either. I'm just saying, if you're gonna start your call off with saying our names, you say all of our names. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead. What you got, man? What you got?
Okay, you guys play the game. You know this. You got to go with the Maulers up front. Rashawn Slater, Tucker from USC, and get back to the running, gritty Dallas Cowboys game with Zeke and Dak Prescott. Now, let me tell you something. Kyle Pitts ain't getting past Carolina, so forget about that. And the kid at Tulsa, the linebacker, he's a problem. He looks like Ray Lewis to me. I'm just telling you, the kid out of Tulsa, the linebacker,
man, that dude
is
huge. He's 6'4", 260.
Jeez.
He's a beast.
Mm. Well.
And whoever gets that kid is going to get a monster linebacker. But I like Slater. Slater's a beast. I like Slater at tackle.
I tackle. Okay, so you think they should address the offensive line, man. We appreciate the call, my friend Pasquale.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's jump into another topic of conversation, guys. Very, very cool discussion about stars needing to be back more. And you got the Nets and you got the Lakers. Now, the Lakers, and I know that we're going to get a biased approach from TJ Hushmanzada, but it will be educated, and I'm be okay with this, and I'm gonna be excited about hearing this. But you know, the debate came up this week about who needs their stars on the court more. Now, we talked last week about it, you know, LeBron said that there's a thunderstorm coming and that the Lakers are going to be this team that is going to be ready for the playoffs and they're going to make their run. We've been looking at the way the Nets have played and it became a thing. We had Chris Broussard on. He talked about it and they looked really, really good at times. But now both teams are really in the midst of their own thunderstorms of injuries that are, you know, kind of plaguing each team and their stars. We heard Steve Nash say this week after a game that you may not see Kyrie, KD, and James Harden on the court at the same time until the playoffs. Now, you're talking about they just cleared AD to come back to practice, and it's seemingly LeBron is getting closer and closer to getting back onto the court. Which team needs their superstars back on the court the most where we stand right now?
Can I go first?
Yes, sir.
TJ,
yes, sir.
Mr. Burns. Jumps out the window.
All yours, Mr. Burns.
Hey, can I go first?
All yours.
Jumps out the window and pulls out his Lakers socks, jersey, and hat, and, you know, wristband.
I'm always impartial, always.
Hey, you know what? The Lakers need LeBron James. Because without LeBron James on the floor, whether Anthony Davis is there or not, if they're both out, the Lakers aren't even a respectable basketball team.
Ooh.
I mean.
Ouch.
No AD, no LeBron James. They have no chance of winning the championship. You might as well just throw that out of the window. Because over the last, what, 2 or 3 weeks, we have seen the Lakers look horrible. They need LeBron James in every which way. I was watching them the other night against the Charlotte Hornets. Without LeBron, they play a whole different, totally style, a different style of basketball. When LeBron's in the game, you know, he gets into the paint. He has all the shooters spread out around the three-point line. He drives and he kicks to the corner, and KCP is shooting threes. And that's their style of basketball. Now these guys actually have to make plays for themselves. They have to create their own shots and make their own baskets. They have a totally different brand of basketball when LeBron and AD are not in the basketball game or they're playing. I know they're saying to themselves, they're like, man, I know I'm not this bad of a player if LeBron and AD is not playing. And as far as the Brooklyn Nets go, what Steve Nash said, I really believe that Steve Nash is playing a mind game with these NBA teams without – you know, playing James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has been on fire for the last 2 weeks. He just dropped 25 last night against the Hornets. So he's just been, you know, it doesn't look like he missed a step when he was out for like 3 or 4 weeks. So the Brooklyn Nets can win without James Harden. If they just have two of them, whichever two, you know what? I take that back. They can't win it without Kevin Durant.
Okay.
They can't win it without Kevin Durant. But one of the other two, they can win a world championship if all three of them aren't healthy. So the Lakers, no LeBron, no Chip.
No Chip.
Well, let me say this. When LeBron said a thunderstorm was coming, I've always thought when meteorologists let you know, that's 7 to 10 days away. So he made me think, okay, they about to come back and play soon.
I'm like,
oh, they coming back to play soon. You can't say a thunderstorm is coming and you still weeks away. That's number
true.
One.
Now, I could take that. That's a great point.
Now, I'll be honest with you.
I wouldn't have thought 7 days away, a thunderstorm is 7 days away, but I get your reasoning,
it's
though.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. Okay.
How are we going to forecast something that's weeks away?
Maybe tornadoes or something right. Like hurricanes. But I get it. But a thunderstorm? Okay.
That's just me. Now, to be honest with you,
all right.
The question is, which team needs their stars, that's plural, with an S at the end.
Okay.
Both teams need their stars, but the Lakers need their stars more because they are so reliant on LeBron and AD. Mm-hmm. If Brooklyn nor the Lakers have their stars, neither one of them are doing anything playoff time. Neither one of them.
I disagree.
Oh.
And even like Steve Nash can say what he wants to say. They'll do very well, the Nets, because they have talent. The NBA is a superstar league. If you have your stars, you're competitive. If you do not, you're probably going to lose. It's as simple as that. But the Nets have no cohesion. They're not played together. I don't care how good you are. And we saw that when LeBron went to the Miami Heat with him, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. Oh, they're winning the championship.
Totally different.
No, it's not totally different. They run up against the Dallas Mavericks and they lose. They run up against the Dallas Mavericks and they lose that first year. And Kevin they played Durant. Together a ton. They played together that year a ton. The Brooklyn Nets, if they don't play together, they'll win some games. But they're not going to beat the Sixers. They might not beat Boston, and Boston is struggling right now. So both teams need their stars. But if I had to pick a team, the Lakers need them the most because they rely on LeBron to exactly what you said, Plex, to generate offense, to get guys open looks. And then you have the matchup of AD when he's aggressive and just doesn't let guys push him out and catch the ball near the three-point line, he's unguardable. If he's aggressive and wants to play physical, he's unguardable. And so the Lakers need both of those guys back to have a chance at least just being competitive and making it to the Western Conference Finals. They get to the finals, it's a wrap.
I'm going to start with expectation. The expectations.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are much higher where? In L.A., right?
Well, I don't know. Since James Harden has gone to Brooklyn, it's a foregone conclusion. Everybody is giving them the Eastern Conference championship for sure.
If they're all healthy, right, I think they'll walk through the Eastern Conference if they're all three of them are healthy.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. Expectation as in who won the championship last year. LeBron James, who do we consider to be the best player in the NBA, right? When we or ever. So when I talk about expectation, I'm basing it off of just overall arcing all of these different conversations. The Lakers as an organization, the Lakers because of their players, this is the team that has a higher expectation on it. Coming into the season, it was a hope that the Brooklyn Nets could be better with the additions that they brought in. You add Steve Nash. I don't know that anybody thought that the Brooklyn Nets would be a contender right away with a new head coach and with new players.
Coach don't matter.
Well, yeah, you did say that. You did say that, Plex. But I will say, in general, you probably – people aren't putting the expectation on the Brooklyn Nets the same way the expectation is on the Lakers.
You don't think so?
No, I don't
think
so.
With Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and then you get James Harden almost immediately, expectations are through the roof.
It sounds reasonable to make that assumption, but to think that all of these new guys, you just made the point.
You know what they say, Steve Nash, don't screw it up.
And he's trying not to.
Basically.
And he's trying not to.
But LeVar, when you're saying expectations, see, you're there on the West Coast.
That's true.
Here in New York City, the expectation is super is NBA championship a bust. If they don't win it this year, it's a major disappointment for them not to win an NBA title. So, you know, it's two different coasts. It's two different vibes. Okay. Over here in New York City, they're like, the expectation, oh, we're going to win the world championship. There's no doubt about it. The Lakers, the expectations over there is, you know, we won a championship last year. You know, it was in a bubble. Yeah. We still won a championship, but the expectations out east is that the Brooklyn Nets are going to win it all.
Well, I'll just say this. I do agree with y'all in the end that it is the Lakers that need to have their superstars back more. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. It's a debate, and that's what it all makes sense or what makes it fun. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hutchmanzada. It's Plexico Burris.
We got to get P on here.
We're off to a good start here.
I just thought
here.
About that, too.
Yeah, okay. It is that P. We do got to get Master P on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Woo! Fast with death. In a yes.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. That you're talking about one of the dopest lyricists right there. Hey, anyway, you can't hear this on the podcast. This is Nas spitting that junk, but you can hear the podcast. So make sure wherever you download your podcast, make sure you add Up on Game to your list of, you know, podcasts that you like to listen to. Subscribe, give a rating, tell a friend. You know how it all works, man. We appreciate all of the support. So, hey, Plex, quick question. We were having a conversation during the break. Is your Malinois still? Is he still around?
No, man. My Belgian Malinois passed away about 3 years ago. The great Isaac. Yeah, you know
what?
What a dope dog, bro. Man, we were just having a conversation about maybe getting another one, man.
Plex, we brought it up during break because I had just got my daughter a Doberman and she was allergic to the dog. Dog was big, beautiful puppy, and we had to take him back last night to the breeder, man.
Oh, man. I know. It's tough. My man passed away about 3 years ago. One of the best dogs I ever had, man, flat out point blank. He was trained in 4 different languages. He was a straight.
How many of them languages did you speak, though, Plex?
I actually, I spoke 2, and for the other 2 languages, I just learned the words that I needed to know if I was really in pain.
hey, Plex, hey, let me ask you this. Because I remember I used to come visit and stuff like that. You like had to like do sessions with him, like training sessions, yeah. Just like if you were an athlete or anything like that, you had to get your training sessions in. Like what?
Absolutely.
Like what would, like, how does that apply? And like, do you use some of those same techniques with like your kids?
No, man.
You don't use the same techniques?
Hey, no, man,
like the repetition and stuff?
No, yeah, you train with your dog to gather a rapport with them, you know, so to speak. And, you know, a lot of the training that I was doing,
yeah,
is for like off-leash training.
Right.
And so, you know, you will be walking down the street.
So you don't do that with kids.
And people would be like, hey, you got to leash your dog. And I'm like, man, I got more control over this dog than you got over your own children. You know,
hey,
what I mean?
Mind your business.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. But again, does Tom Brady deserve more credit for establishing the winning identity in Tampa Bay? We're going to have that debate here in just a couple minutes. Listen, we just had to talk about these dogs instead of getting into that conversation. That is what it is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.